Okay, Shabbat Shalom. Let me put the study up, and we're just going to have audio today. We can't get the video working. Very good. Well, thank everybody for being here. You probably didn't even need to come over there, Louise, because there's no video. But anyway, this is, may God bless this Sabbath. We are one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chab and Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. And Shabbat Shalom. And today we're on Maple Street. So let's pray and ask God to bless and anoint this Sabbath. Heavenly Father, King of the universe, have mercy upon every one of us. Forgive us for any sin, any blemish, anything that displeases you, Father. Heavenly Father, we try out everything we can to get the word of God out, and Satan is right there to stop us. We pray you'll rebuke Satan away from us in Yeshua's name. May God bless this Sabbath, bless the study, bless every brother and sister today. I pray you'll send down healing upon everyone and comfort, and may God help you in everything you do and every endeavor that you enter in your life. May God always be with you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Ah, well, here we are. We're on Maple Street, 27 South Maple Street. Hohenwald, Tennessee. Hohenwald means high forest. There's the phone numbers. There's the email. Today is March 10th, 2018, in the 21st century. All I could say is it's a beautiful, cloudy day out there. It's not too cloudy, but it's okay. So, you guys know what March means, right? It's the month of Mars, right? Everybody hear that? Yeah, I know, that's boo. It's the Roman god of war, which is terrible. However, we're in the 21st day of Adar, and as far as my sound, I don't know what I can do right now, because that'll be another whole episode, so forget that. But we're in the 21st day of Adar, and Adar means to become glorious, more honorable, a cloak, a mantle. And we just, you know, it was the Purim season, just last week. And there it is in Esther 3:7. The Purim season is a good time to reflect and remind ourselves on the many things of the God of Israel that are hidden. And, you know, I brought this up numerous times over the years, you know, the hidden feast, the hidden calendar, the hidden Sabbath, you know, and just on and on. So it's a good time to reflect on everything of God that's hidden, and God himself is invisible. You know? So he might seem hidden, but he's here, and I thank God he is. Is everything going okay on Pow Talk? Okay. My ministry is a teaching ministry to bring up topics in the Bible. Maybe you're not familiar with, and maybe it haven't been discussed in your life. I'd like to undelete some of these things for you, and here we are. My server is still running. Today we're just going to have audio because I couldn't get the video working for some strange reason. But we'll have the text and the audio so for you to always review again. And we'll get the video working, Lord willing. And that link is still there, but the MP3 players, in case you ever want to download anything from your radio, your iPhones or your MP3 players, you can do that and listen to them as you go about your way. We're not streaming today, so we're not doing that, but we are on Pow Talk, in the Pow Talk section. I haven't received any invitations lately to come and do the Hebrew Roots. Seems like it's not, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Our ads are off in validity. The magazine closed down, and we don't have any advertisement at this moment, so we'll have to think about how to advertise again. So I just want to remind everybody, tonight is daylight savings time. It's tonight at midnight, even though it starts Sunday, but tonight at midnight, that's when they say, you know, Gregorian way of looking at it. So tonight at midnight starts daylight saving time. So you have to turn your clock and you spring ahead an hour. That's how you always learn. Spring ahead and the fall, you fall behind. Okay. Well, today's topic is we shall occupy till Messiah comes back. Okay. And that's what this is all about. We're going to do everything God has instructed us and told us to do and commanded us. And We do it with joy and happiness, and I thank God we could do it. Amen. So I'm going to do a short review of the soon coming spring feasts and holy days. And we're going to do this while the earth remains in Genesis. We're going to occupy to the earth remain while the earth remains. That's an indication that one day it's not going to remain. There's going to be seed time and harvest, cold, heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That's while the earth remains. But once there's an end one day. So I want you to really remember this, and you'll have to go to my website and maybe copy this down for your own benefit. Remember, all the dates I give you for the holy days start the evening before, okay? So God's new year is March 19th, Monday, okay? So that's not far away. And God's new year is during spring, because this year spring starts March 20th, according to the Gregorian calendar. When all is new. So one thing to really remember, it's not winter, it's not January or February, like, you know, that's not the real New Year. And it's not Judaism's made up Tishrei, which is done in September, which is really bad, you know. If you go to Exodus 12:2, it says right there, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Achodesh hazeh lechem rosh hodeshim, rishon hu lechem lechadshei hashana. And that's what that says. It says the first month of the year to you. And this is the beginning. And of course, if we go to Exodus 13:4, we see that it says, Hayom etem yotzim v'chodesh ha'aviv. So this day came you out in the month of ha'aviv. And that's the aviv is the... when the barley starts turning green, the greenness of the barley. But the month is named, we found in Esther 3:7, the month is called Nisan. It says right there, in the first month, that is the month Nisan. Okay? B'chodesh harishon hu chodesh Nisan. And there it is, Nisan. Anyway, so these feasts of Yehovah, which are totally hidden in the world, because no one even knows there's feasts of God. Everyone's so used to doing the feasts of Pope Gregory and all the feasts of the made-up Catholic Church and everything. Anyway, Leviticus 23 is a very important chapter. It says, Jehovah spoke, which is very important, unto Moses, saying, and he's speaking unto the children of Israel, which we are the offspring of these people, and say unto them, concerning these are the feasts of Yehovah, which we shall proclaim to be holy convocations. And these are God's feasts. And that's very important. And most people, you know, they don't even, you probably never heard of that in the Christian world, right? Protestant world, God has feasts. I never heard of that. And then God goes right into the Sabbath. He says, Sabbath, and it's a holy convocation breakdown right here in verse 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. Shabbat Shabbaton, a holy convocation, a mikra kodesh, in other words, a public meeting, a sacred assembly. You shall do no work therein. It's a Sabbath of Jehovah in all your dwellings. So everybody that, wherever you dwell on these days, you have to be around people of like-minded belief that are all keeping the Sabbath, which is very important. These are the feasts of Yehovah, even holy convocations. And we proclaim them in their correct seasons. You know, we don't just do them when we feel like, you know. The 14th day of the first month is Jehovah's Passover. That's all I know. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread unto Yehovah 7 days. We're going to eat unleavened bread. And I just love that. My wife makes, I really love the unleavened bread she makes. And the first day is going to be a holy convocation. And that means it's the Sabbath, no work in all your dwelling. And the seventh day is a holy convocation in all your dwellings. That's really important. So Ha'aviv 14 is April 1st, Passover at sundown. We're going to eat the actual Passover meal. There it is. And Ha'aviv 15 is right there, because that's going to start the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Sunday evening starts the feast until the 21st of April, which is Sunday, the 8th of April. So you got that? I know that this is going to be a lot verbally. You may not get it, but look at my website. So it's in other words, basically, it's from the 15th to the 21st of Ha'aviv, right? But you have to have almost like two different ways of thinking about it, because it's from also from April 1st to April 8th, right? So everybody got that? No, the 21st of April. The 21st of Ha'aviv.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. So everybody understand that? I'll change the website so it's a little clearer. So just a quick recap of what I just said. We have Passover, which is Ha'aviv, right? Which is April 1st. And that's when we're going to eat the Passover meal in the evening. And then that same evening starts the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which is Ha'aviv 15. And from Ha'aviv 15 to Ha'aviv 21, which ends on Sunday, the 8th of April, okay, is the Feast of Unleavened Bread for 7 days. And then, of course, right in the middle of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we have the first fruits. And usually that's on Sunday. It's always on Sunday. And the last day, and then we have the last day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Everybody got that? We have Passover. Then we have the Feast of Unleavened Bread starts. Then a couple of days later is the first fruits. Then the rest of the week, we end up on the last day of the Unleavened Bread, which is the Sabbath. So we have two Sabbaths on the front and on the front and the end, on the back. Right. Yeah. First fruits and the last Sabbath are going to be the same this year, which is very unusual. Right. Very unusual. Okay. Moving forward, that's the first fruits right there. At Yeshua's time, it was Ha'aviv the 17th, of course, and that was Sunday. So it says, Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you and shall reap the harvest thereof, you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. That's what we're going to do. We're going to give an offering unto God. And you shall wave the sheaf before Jehovah to be accepted on you on the morrow after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it. And obviously, the morrow after the Sabbath is always called Sunday. And that's exactly the way it is. It says, and you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ear until the same day that you have brought an offering unto your God. So God comes first. And I hope the door is locked over there. It is a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Somebody's trying to walk in here in all your dwellings. Okay? Okay, so it says the first fruits above, always a Sabbath. Okay? It's always a Sabbath. Okay, so the first fruits above is a Sunday. Messiah rose the first day of the week, was a shadow of things to come. And make sure the door is locked there. Thank you. We have people wandering around. Moving forward, 50 days later, Ha'aviv 15, I just went over this, to Ha'aviv 21st. That's the Feast of Weeks. Okay? We have 50 days later. We're going to move to the Feast of Weeks, right? And that's really important, Feast of Weeks. And that's called Pentecost or Feast of Harvest. And you can read it, Leviticus 23. So 50 days from the first fruits, or you could say 50 days from the resurrection of Yeshua, is Pentecost, known, but it's really called Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest. And that's in the Bible. Pentecost is just a Greek word meaning 50. It says, and you shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. We're going to count 7 Sabbaths from the first fruits, right? 7 Sabbaths complete. It says, even unto the morrow after the 7th Sabbath, it says, shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a meat offering unto Jehovah. And ye shall bring out of your habitation 2 wave loaves of 2 10 deals, They should be fine flour. They should be bacon with leaven. This is when we have our two loaves with leaven, and they are the first fruits unto God. And ye shall proclaim on the selfsame day that it shall be a holy convocation unto you. Ye shall do no civil work therein. It's a statute throughout. It says, shall be a statute forever in all your generation, in all your dwellings throughout all your generations. So this is something that we do, even though the spring holy days and feasts, they were fulfilled by Messiah. We acknowledge them. We acknowledge them, that Yeshua is our Passover. And then we have the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when he was put in the sepulcher. And then he rose the 17th on the first fruits right there. And then 50 days from that resurrection is when the Holy Spirit came down in the book of Acts. And they were all there for the Feast of Weeks. Because if you read Acts chapter 2, you'll see that. It was all Jews. Okay? Everybody understand all this so far? And that's what. And the Feast of Harvest is always on a Sunday. And that is a Sabbath. So, now you might, if you have any Pentecostal friends, you might tell them, how come they don't keep Pentecost, known as the Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest, and it really is a Sabbath. And it's called Feast of Harvest in Exodus 23:16. It says that the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of thy labors, which you have sown in the field, okay? And the Feast of Harvest and the Pentecost, they're in the third month of God called Sivan. So that's another thing to add to the puzzle. Not really. I know this is for the new people. You're going to get mixed up between God's holy days and his dates and the Gregorian dates and, you know, God's names of the months and Pope Gregory's names of the months. I mean, that's just the way it is. But you'll get used to it after a while. So remember, we will be counting weeks, not omers, because everywhere you go, every website you might read on the net, they'll be counting the omer for 50 days, which is ridiculous, because an omer is a sheaf of barley. And I don't know anyone that has a sheaf of barley, and the Bible does not instruct us to do that anyway. It does not tell us to count omers. It tells us to count weeks. So the first Sabbath is April 14th. That's the first of the seven Sabbaths. And the last one is on May 27th, Sunday, a Sabbath, right? Yep. So everybody got that? April 14th to May 27th. That's the 7 weeks we're going to count. We're not going to count omers, right? I don't think anyone here. I mean, that's totally. So please write these dates down in your notes. Whether you want to put them on your phone, your iPad, if you have just a scratch paper, the old-fashioned notebook or calendar, yeah. It's really important. Okay, so we're going to occupy until Yeshua comes. And we're going to do this while the earth remains. That's really important. Those are the two thoughts that went through my mind today. While the earth remains, we're going to broadcast God's commandments, and we're going to be a testimony to the world, and we're going to, you know, we're declaring unto the world that God has feasts and holy days by us doing this all together. And we try to all get together for these days. Now I want to read Luke 19, if you want to follow with me. Yeshua entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was the chief among the publicans. He was rich. And, you know, they didn't even care if he was rich. They just thought he was a sinner, you know. Which is really weird. And he sought to see Yeshua, who he was. He wanted to see who he was and could not for the press because he was a little guy. A short guy. He couldn't see who Yeshua was. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And of course, Yeshua, knowing all things, Yeshua came to the place. He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house. And he's shocked because he's just a rich guy and a sinner, you know, a publican. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. He's a Jewish guy. And when they saw him, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that's a sinner. See, that's what they say. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any person by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. Yeshua said unto him, this day is salvation come to your house, for as much as you're also a son of Abraham. Amen. I'm here, salvation. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And that's what we need to do too. We need to seek and search for people that are lost. You can't just go look for the ones that look beautiful. You have to look for anyone that might want to hear the word of God. And as they heard these things, he added and spoke a parable. So as they were listening to this whole thing, Yeshua adds a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem, because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear, which a lot of pseudo-Christians believe. They keep thinking the Lord's going to come back, you know, tonight. And of course, they don't think about all the things that have to be fulfilled, you know, all the prophecies that have to be fulfilled, which are important. And he said, therefore, and here's the parable Yeshua spoke, which is really a nice parable. He said, a certain nobleman, and try to picture as I'm saying nobleman, it's Yeshua, we're talking about Yeshua, the Messiah, okay? Went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Just like Yeshua, he has left us, he has left the apostles, and he's still gone, and we're waiting for him to come back, right? He went to his kingdom. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. And that's what we're doing. We're occupying, just like all the people before us that kept the commandments, until the Lord comes one day. And he will come. He will not tarry. But his citizens hated him. And that's what they like the Messiah. They hated him. Even his brethren didn't believe in him. And they sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. They don't want, and that's just what happened with Yeshua. And it came to pass when he was returned, like Messiah, when he comes back one day, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how he might, that how much every man had gained by trading. So basically, the way I look at it is when the Lord comes back, he's going to say, once you knew about me, what did you do in your life? You know, did you go win any souls? Did you keep my works? Were you a testimony in the world? You know? Then came the first saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in very little, you're going to have authority over 10 cities. The second came saying, Lord, thy pound had gained 5 pounds. And he said, likewise then, be thou over 5 cities. And came another saying, Lord, behold, here is your pound back, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. Boy, that's slothful. For I feared thee, because thou art on the store, man. Thou takest up that you didn't lay down, and reapest where you didn't sow. He said unto him, oh, out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. This guy did nothing in his life. He knew there was God, but what did he do? Nothing. Thou knewest that I was an astor man, taking up that I laid not down, reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore, then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own with usury. And usury at this point is gain. We should do the works of God, being a testimony and making a stand for God, adding to the kingdom of God to save those that are lost. We should try our best to go out of our way to try to get the word out, which is really important. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound and give it to him that had 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. And he said, I say unto you that everyone that hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. Boy, that's terrible. I don't know where Baptists get one saved, always saved when they read this. And he calls these people enemies. He says, and those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. And that's what's going to happen in the end. God's going to come back with a rod of iron, and he's going to take vengeance on them that know not God. Yeah, and those that obey not the gospel. I know it's hard to understand or believe, you know, because we live our little lives and we get caught up in the world and we get caught up in our lives. They have daily things that go on and stuff, families and friends. But if you take all that and just sort of push it over here, and you start thinking of spiritual things, that one day you're really going to meet the Lord. And what did I really do for God? And try to think about that. That's something to think about, actually. So we shall occupy till Messiah comes back. And this Bible says, surely there's an end, and our expectation shall not be cut off, you know. We're going to occupy, you know, until the Messiah comes back, doing the feast. We're going to do the spring feast, which forecast the first coming of the Messiah, and they told us all about how it was going to happen. And we're going to do the fall feast too, which tell us about his return in someone's lifetime. So we're doing the feast as a testimony to this ungodly world that there is a God of Israel, whereby some might listen and join us, we pray. And anyone who testifies these things say, surely I come quickly. And the Lord says he's coming quickly. To a lot of people, it might seem like, where is he? You know, and that's what Peter tells us. But since Peter, in his letter, he says he met some people that said, since the beginning, we've heard that he's coming back. Where is he? You know, all things continue as they were from the beginning. And but the day of the Lord's going to come as a thief in the night for those that are not watching. And even us doing the feast, it brings judgment upon the world, because they see us, you know, joining each other, you know, meeting each other and fellowshipping with each other, just like the Sabbath. You know, they've got the signs up out there and it says the Sabbath. And it brings judgment on the world that there is a fourth commandment that people are ignoring. I know people that drive by, you might think, well, nothing's happening. But they read that, and whatever God does to their minds, they read that and they go, it's a Sabbath, and they're not here. So judgment is being poured upon everyone, and that's what we do, and whether we know it or not. So this is not a long study today. I know you probably waited longer than the study went on, but I do want you to make sure that you record all the dates for the feast, and put down the God's dates, and put down Pope Gregory's dates, and try to figure out, you know, on your piece of paper what you're going to do. Or whatever you got. I don't know. Some people might put it down on a spreadsheet. But I mean, some people might put it down on a piece of paper. But anyway, so take care of that. And later on, if you have any questions, we'll go over this again. And I'll try to fix the website in the beginning there, because I think it was a little bit unclear. Or maybe I wrote something wrong way back there. And I just thank you for being here today, but there's a lot of things to go over, because, you know, you figure today is the what? Today is the 10th, right? March. Today's March 10th, and it's Adar 21st, right? So it's only a few weeks from now. I mean, it's going to be so fast. It's going to be right on us. So we have to be here. We have to be ready. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, the only reason I'm bringing this up today is because over the years, I always tell people to prepare of what you're going to do and how you're going to do it and where you're going to be and make sure you're ready, you know, and make sure you're around the right people during the, you know, holy days. But anyway, this is a preparation study for today, and we're going to occupy till God comes, and we're going to do it while the earth remains. That's such a sobering verse to me. Where is that again? That was Genesis, right? Right here. Genesis 8:22. While the earth remains, and it's remaining so far up to 2018, or whatever the date really is. But here we are in this century, the 21st century, and we're still proclaiming the feast of the Lord that he told us to do in Leviticus 23. Anyway, thank you for being here, and I apologize again for the video activities this morning. We're going to try to overcome this. We will. We shall in the Lord. Heavenly Father, thank and praise you for the Sabbath, for the study, and put it in our hearts to be a testimony to the world, knowing that one day we'll meet you, Lord and God, and you'll ask us, what did you do with whatever you gave us, Lord and God, with the understanding you gave us, and the wisdom you gave us, and just the faith you gave us? Did we go out and expel it to the world? Did we actually pour it out upon other vessels and where they could accept or reject? It's up to them. But did we do anything? And did we live a testimonial life before the world by keeping God's commandments and doing righteous judgment and just loving our brothers and sisters? Heavenly Father, bless the rest of this day. Bless the food. Make it for the nourishment of our bodies. Bless the singing if we do that. Bless everyone on the internet. And I thank God for everyone out there that's in the body of Messiah that we haven't even met. And I hope we can meet them again. Hope we can meet them soon, because we just hunger for brothers and sisters, Father. Show us where they're at. We'll go get them. Or show us how to show them the way here so they can even make it to us. Bless and anoint the rest of this day in Yeshua's name. May God always lead and guide and direct every one of us in every action, every thought, every word, everything we do, every endeavor we encounter, and every person that we meet. Let us always be ready with the reason of the hope that's within us to tell the truth of the gospel, the doctrine of the Lord Yeshua, and the saving blood that he has supplied for us for atonement for our souls. Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you today, living God. May God bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Thank you very much for being here. So I do have an audio that I'm going to stop. Shabbat shalom, everyone.